Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Andy McCarthy and Thaddeus McCutter, my colleagues, are here. And we're looking at, so far, the Trump administration's decision to open fire on alleged drug running by alleged Venezuelans off the coast of Venezuela in international waters. I take us back to a man named Al Laki. He was born in 1971 in New Mexico, an American citizen. He died in 2011 at the direction of the president, we can presume, a drone strike in Yemen. He was 40 years old. I believe there were other Americans or other members of the family who died in the strike. Now, his crime was vaguely jihad, but he wasn't a drug runner. He didn't have a gun on him. As I recall, what he was identified with is conversion or jihadism or inspiration on recordings that you could send away for. And because he spoke with an excellent American accent, being one, it was more convincing. Do I remember that correctly, Andy? And is there any analogy between what Mr. Obama decided in 2011 and what Mr. Trump's deciding in 2025?
Yeah, I think, John, the missing piece with Al Laki was that he was connected to the 9/11 plot, even though he was never indicted in connection with it. He had association with some of the suicide hijackers who ended up bombing or flying the plane into the Pentagon. But I think that what distinguishes the two situations is what President Obama would say is that Congress authorized military force and that Al Laki fell into this very broad definition of who was liable to have force used against him under that provision. What might be a more interesting comparison, because it would be two situations where there was no authorization of military force, is President Trump's operation against Soleimani, the Iranian IRGC commander, which also was around, it was in the beginning of Trump's first term, or I guess the middle of Trump's first term. And I think that's an interesting comparison, because with Soleimani, I think what you would say is, and Trump could make this argument, that he was directing operations against Americans and American interests in the Middle East. And therefore, even though Congress hadn't authorized the use of lethal force, as commander in chief under a situation where American assets were under threat, he had the authority to take Soleimani out. And he's, I think he would analogize that to these boats laden with narcotics. I'm not saying I find that a convincing analogy, but I think that's what he'd say.
Thaddeus, you have a question or comment?
Andy, a question. Let's expand this. Let's extrapolate from this instance. We've heard the administration, I believe rightly, talk about how communist China is using fentanyl, basically shipping it through Mexico into the United States to kill Americans. What ramifications does this action regarding Venezuelan drug smugglers have regarding the communist Chinese attempt to use fentanyl to kill Americans?
Yeah, I'm so glad you raised that, because part of the reason I've written about this and objected to it is I don't see any difference in the logic of saying the president can unilaterally attack these Venezuelan ships and saying the president, in theory, could unilaterally attack China for the same on the same rationale, and therefore, trigger the war that nobody wants to see happen. So I think it's a profound question, and it's why I think Congress needs to roll up its sleeves and understand what is the president doing here, what is his authority to do it, and how comfortable are we with this?
Quickly, was there any talk about using the Coast Guard to simply force the ship to stop and they would inspect it the old-fashioned way?
I don't believe so, John. I think they've sent what you've accurately described as this flotilla precisely for the reason to convey to Venezuela that we're regarding this, our government is now regarding this as a military situation, not a law enforcement situation.
And that is, does Congress want this argument, or would this be messy for them? They'd have to vote. We have 30 seconds.
Well, I think Congress would love to see the courts either deal with it or go away. They don't want to dive into this. It's an issue where they believe that they'll be, for the right, it's an easy vote to support the president. But a lot of the swing seats and a lot of the Democrats would like to vote on it to attack the president. But I think the swing seats in both parties would have difficulty wanting right. to see this on the agenda.
Andrew McCarthy, National Review Online. Thaddeus McCutter, American Greatness.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.